This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. KERA's One Crisis Away team is starting a new in-depth project today, Coronavirus and Life on the Financial Edge. In the coming days, we'll be exploring the toll this public health emergency is taking on folks just one misstep away from serious financial trouble. Today, Christopher Connolly kicks off the series with a look at how complicated public health becomes when so many Texans live paycheck to paycheck.
Some of the guidance for keeping yourself and others safe and slowing the spread of the novel coronavirus is easy for most people. Wash your hands thoroughly and often. Cough into your elbow. Avoid touching your face. Other advice is trickier, like telling people who may have been exposed to stay home from work or to go to the doctor if they have symptoms.
That seems like a very fair thing to ask people when we're in the middle of an epidemic.
Erin Carlson directs the Graduate Public Health Program at the University of Texas, Arlington.
But if you do not have health insurance, if you do not have sick leave, that's a very difficult thing to actually do.
5 million Texans don't have health insurance, so they may not have a primary care doctor to call. Even more Texans are underinsured, which leaves people wondering if they can afford to go get tested. And about 40% of Texas workers don't have paid sick leave. Many of them, like home health aides and restaurant workers, have jobs that put them at particular risk for contracting or spreading viruses.
If your child is sick, how are you going to stay home and take care of that child if, again, you don't have sick leave? So a more likely scenario is you send the child to school sick because you cannot afford to lose those wages. Or if you feel sick, you're going to continue to work because you can't afford losing those wages.
Research shows that people generally want to follow public health guidance and keep their communities safe. But for many people, it's a devil's bargain. The U.S. stands apart from other wealthy industrialized nations because it doesn't require sick leave or guarantee health care. And Carlson says that presents a challenge to the public health systems that respond to pandemics like coronavirus.
Even though we have fantastic public health preparedness in the United States, and in North Texas hospitals, we are remarkably well prepared for this disease. I have no fear about that. That's not what makes us vulnerable. It's that people won't use those resources because they perceive that they cannot afford them. So that's how we are more vulnerable in containing this outbreak than other developed nations.
State and federal governments are trying to respond. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked insurers to waive fees for testing for COVID-19. That's the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. Other states, like New York, are looking to use Medicaid funds to fully cover testing costs. Some businesses are rolling out new sick leave policies, and public hospitals and clinics will treat people who are ill regardless of their ability to pay. But there are more challenges. How does someone who's homeless self-quarantine? And when schools and daycares close, parents may be forced to stay home and lose income. Public health professor Diana Cervantes from the University of North Texas Health Science Center says it also means kids who rely on school meals could go hungry.
They eat breakfast at school, they eat lunch at school, and there's a lot of school districts that have pantries for kids that they can take home some non-perishable foods to make it through the weekend.
Cervantes used to work for Tarrant County Public Health and the Texas Department of State Health Services.
And that was a big lesson learned during the 2009 flu pandemic. It's like, okay, well, how are we still going to distribute food to these kiddos? And how are we going to do it in a way that isn't going to say, hey, let's mass gather people to give out food?
Previous disease outbreaks have made public health officials better at navigating these challenges. Cervantes says public health departments tap nonprofits to make sure people's basic needs are met. They reach out to employers to make sure jobs are secure when a worker needs to be quarantined. When Ebola came to Dallas, epidemiologists delivered formula and diapers to people in isolation.
I think when you work as an epidemiologist and you're working with disease prevention control, it becomes part of your day-to-day life, dealing with people who don't have the resources, and how are you going to be able to do that?
Cervantes says one good thing she's seeing in this coronavirus response, there's been more discussion earlier on about how to help people who are vulnerable to more than just the disease, to more than just the virus. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.